Now for today's GeoQuiz, we're stopping along the route of the ancient Silk Road. Today we're looking for a city in Gansu Province in north-central China. The city's name translates to Wine Spring. It's huge, even by Chinese standards. In fact, it's the world's largest city by area. It stretches more than 300 miles from east to west. It's about 60 miles from a satellite launch center where an unmanned space laboratory is set to lift off in just a couple of days. We're going to find out what that space lab will be up for and up to when we answer today's quiz in just a bit. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Ahead, what the meaning of the band is. But first, we answer our GeoQuiz. We're looking for a city in China. It's about 60 miles from a satellite launch center. The name of that city and the answer is Junquan. And the name of the orbiter that's about to go up is Tiangong 1. It's a space lab, and the Chinese are said to be planning to use it as a test bed for two docking missions. Dean Chang of the Heritage Foundation in Washington says China's launching of Tiangong 1, it's doing so mainly for political and diplomatic reasons.
But there will be military benefits. Basically, the Chinese military, which runs the space program, will have a chance to test sensors that could also be applied to anti-satellite operations.
And at what point does China expect to have a man on the moon?
There are two separate programs currently underway that are prerequisites. One is the Shenzhou program, which is leading up to a person on board Tiangong, which will allow them to do protracted presence in space and orbit. The other is the Zhang'e lunar exploration program, which involves robotic exploration of the moon. So we're probably looking at the 2025 timeframe for that.
And what does it matter to the United States in particular if China puts a man on the moon? I mean, we had astronauts in space back in the 1960s, first man on the moon in 1969. Is this a significant event for us when it happens?
The fact that the Chinese will be able to put a man on the moon when the United States may not be able to repeat that feat is, I think, going to be seen, again, as very symbolic of how China is on the rise and the United States is in decline. I mean, here we are in 2011, and we cannot send a man to the moon. For the United States, being able to put a man on the moon has truly been symbolic of American exceptionalism. How often have you heard people say, we've gone to the moon, we can cure the common cold, we can defeat AIDS, we can democratize Afghanistan, we can do all of these things. When the U.S. is unable to repeat a feat, that and the Chinese are able to do it, then I think that there are political overtones, there's diplomatic consequences, and a reminder that China is a major space player and that they are pushing the boundaries.
You know, the former Soviet Union and the United States were arch rivals, especially back in the 50s and 60s, to see who could put a man into space first. They have since then, since the demise of the Soviet Union, the U.S. and Russia have cooperated in space. Is there any likelihood, any eventuality, that the U.S. and Russia and China could cooperate, or do you see that as not being in the cards?
Cooperation requires commonality of interest. As you said, the U.S. and Soviet Union didn't cooperate very much in space. It required the end of the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union. China, which prides itself on indigenous development, domestic innovation, is going to be much more concerned about producing space capabilities on its own. That doesn't mean there isn't a prospect for cooperation, but again, it needs to be one of these step-by-step processes. And if we're going to have any kind of cooperation, we need to start from a realistic low level.
Is there, by the way, one commonality that you could see, one area where that cooperation could start?
Basic data collection, basic formats, instrumentation. These are the sorts of things where there's very limited prospect of espionage, but which would allow both sides to benefit from the other side's scientific instruments, data collection, and scientific analysis.
Dean Cheng of the Heritage Foundation in Washington, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.